Roman numeral 2, steadfastly in the ministry of the word. A. Prayer should precede the ministry of the word, just as the apostles practice. B. An example of the ministry of the word is Ephesians 3:17a, that Christ may make his home in your hearts. Ephesians 3:16, that he will grant you, according to the riches of his glory, to be strengthened with power through his spirit into the inner man. 1. When Christ spreads into our hearts, he becomes our person. A. We need to take Christ not only as life in our spirit, but also as the person in our hearts. B. The only way for Christ to be our person is for him to make his home in our hearts. C. If we take Christ as our person in our hearts, the person living in our hearts will not be the self, but Christ. 2. The Christ who is making his home in our hearts is an unlimited, immeasurable Christ. Amen. Ephesians 3:17. That you, 18, may be full of strength to apprehend with all the saints what the breadth and length and height and depth are. 19. And to know the knowledge surpassing love of Christ, that you may be filled unto all the fullness of God. A. As Christ makes his home in our hearts, we apprehend with all the saints the breadth, the length, the height, and the depth. These are the dimensions of the universe, the dimensions of the immeasurable Christ. B. Although Christ is immeasurable, he is nevertheless making his home in our hearts. C. Christ is the universal cube, and our experience of him in the body must be cubical, three-dimensional. 3. When Christ makes his home in our hearts, we will be filled unto all the fullness of God. A. The fullness of God is the body of Christ as the expression of the triune God to the uttermost, the ultimate consummation of the corporate expression of the triune God. B. The body of Christ is the unlimited expression of the unlimited Christ. C. If we let Christ make his home in our hearts, we will be filled with the triune God to such an extent that we will become his full expression. 4. The genuine church life is the issue of the unlimited and immeasurable Christ personally making his home in our hearts. A. The content of the church is the Christ whom we take as our person, the Christ who is wrought into our being. B. If we will have the reality of the body of Christ, we must allow Christ to make his home in our hearts. C. In order for Christ's word in Matthew 16:18 concerning the building up of the church to be fulfilled, the church must enter into a state where saints allow Christ to make his home in their hearts, possessing, occupying, and saturating their entire inner being. D. The more Christ occupies our inner being, the more we will be able to be built up with others in the body.